Suds, and I've got my soap and when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal.
Good evening, folks, and welcome to another late-night edition of Soapy Serenades. I'll be your host, Colin, tonight, and you were just listening to Sirius by the Alan Parsons Project, a personal favorite of mine. At the sound of that, you would have thought that Michael Jordan, Dennis Rodman, Scottie Pippen, Ron Harper, and Luke Longley would be walking out onto the court, but no, it's little old me, and I'm here to play a bunch of groovy tunes for you guys. We're starting it off pretty nice with some folk music, moving on to a little bit of a soul section, and we're ending off the night on a little bit of a, doomer vibe. A little bit more, slow, downbeat, just to, you know, cool off your night before Instant Crush comes on after me with their beautiful, beautiful Daft Punk set, at least Daft Punk intro. It's a little bit early for the PSA, so I'll let this one ride out. I have a collection of four James Taylor songs for you guys. So if you don't like James Taylor, I'm deeply sorry. I deeply apologize. But I like him. He's got some good stuff. This first one is a little tune called Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight. Folks, I'll talk to you shortly. Colin, always here on Soapy Serenades. I love you.
Do me wrong, do me right. Tell me lies, but hold me tight. And save your goodbyes for the morning light. But don't let me be lonely tonight. Say goodbye and say hello. It's sure enough good to see you, but it's time to go. Don't say yes, but please don't say no. I don't want to be lonely tonight. Go away then, damn you. Go on and do as you please, yeah. You ain't gonna see me getting down on my knee. I'm undecided and your heart's been divided. Been turning my world upside down. Do me wrong, do me right, right now, baby. Go on and tell me lies, but hold me tight. Save your goodbyes for the morning light, but don't. Lonely tonight. I don't want to be lonely tonight.
Folks, I'm sorry to interrupt. I am losing my mind right now. As soon as that first James Taylor song hit, I went from 34 listeners to 20 listeners. You guys hate James Taylor. Oh, man. Folks, this is Colin, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. That is orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Up next for you is even more James Taylor. Sorry to the 14 of you that left. This is Long Ago and Far Away.
Long ago, a young man sits and plays his waiting game. But things are not the same, it seems, as in such tender dreams. Slowly passing sailing ships and Sunday afternoon, like people on the moon, I see, are things not meant to be. Where did those golden rainbows end? Why is this song so sad? Dreaming the dreams I've dreamed, my friend. Loving the love I love, to love is just a word I've heard when things are being said. Stories my poor head has told me cannot stand the cold. And in between what might have been and what has come to pass, a misbegotten guess, alas, and bits of broken glass. Where do your golden rainbows end? Why is the song I sing so sad? Dreaming the dreams I've dreamed, my friend. Loving the love I love. Cowboy, he lives on the range. His horse and his cattle are his only companions. He works in the saddle and he sleeps in the canyons, waiting for summer, his pastures to change. And as the moon arises, he sits by his fire, thinking about women and glasses of beer, and closing his eyes as the dogies retire, he sings out a song which is soft but it's clear, as if maybe someone could hear. Good night, you moonlight ladies, rock-a-bye, sweet baby Jane. Deep greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams? And rock-a-bye, sweet baby Jane. how the 1st of December was covered with snow. So was the turnpike from Stockbridge to Boston. Lord, the Berkshires seemed dreamlike on account of that frosting. With 10 miles behind me and 10,000 more to go. There's a song that they sing when they take to the highway. A song that they sing when they take to the sea. A song that they sing of their home in the sky. Maybe you can believe it if it helps you to sleep. But singing works just fine for me. So good night, you moonlight ladies. Rock-a-bye, sweet baby Jane. Beet greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dream and rock up our sweet baby Jane.
And you know wherever I am,
Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
That right there was You've Got a Friend by Mr. James Taylor. Before that was Sweet Baby James, and before that was Long Ago and Far Away. Truthfully, what really inspired me to provide four songs of his instead of just the usual one on my show was there's been a few cover bands at the place that I now work at, first of all, Pack Mrs. Murphy's, because it's a great new Irish pub in Medford Square. Not paid to say that, although I do get paid by them. But we've every single day this entire month, we've been having live music all day, every single day. And the past few performers that have been there, they've all played James Taylor. James Taylor and Simon and Garfunkel, but more James Taylor than anybody. And I've loved James Taylor for some time now. But, you know, it kind of hit home hearing it performed live, because he is quite the lyricist. And he's kind of like a Western Mass wrapped up into an artist for me. So, love you, James. Little bit of a change in tone from James Taylor, this folksy vibe. Throw it out the window. We've got some soulful Sunday evening tunes for you. You'll recognize this first artist. Do I even have to introduce his name, or should I just play it? This is Marvin Gaye. Enjoy, folks.
Girl, you've been gone away a real long time. Oh, I nearly went out of my mind. Wait, no. Oh, I miss your love. Oh,
Coffee. It all
consideration and walk down this aisle with me. I would love it, yeah. People, I say it so early in the morning. Ooh, it's a quarter till three. We're sitting here talking over cigarettes and drinking coffee. I'd like to show you where I know nothing but good old joy since I met you, darling. Honey, since I've met you, baby, yeah. I would love to have another drink of coffee now. Darling, help me smoke just one more cigarette now. I don't want no cream and sugar, cause I got you now, dog. But just let me enjoy, help me to enjoy this good time that we'll have, me. It's so early in the morning.
That right there was the King of Soul, Otis Redding, folks, with Cigarettes and Coffee. Before that, you heard Bumblebee Sting Me by Wilson Pickett. And then before that, you heard You Don't Have to Change by Kool and the Gang. Yeah, Otis Redding, what a story, man. Died way too young. Wow. Anywho, I have two songs that break from the mold of the prior few. Still kind of sad in nature, with one of them having minimal lyrics. This next one is a beautifully written song with a beautiful melody by a band that ended on terrible terms. Why am I being so goddamn depressing right now? This is Milk by Sweet Trip. Sorry, folks. I am a buzzkill.
Drift away. Don't you drift away.
right, folks, that right there was I Don't Care by LSD and The Search for God. Before that was Milk by Sweet Trip. I have four more songs for all of you guys just to round out the hour. But Milk is an evil, evil song. Oh my god. Absolutely gut-wrenching. And LSD and The Search for God, they are also a great band. Great shoegaze outlet from California. And they only have the one self-titled EP. Before they released another set in 2016, which is still pretty cool. But anywho, I have a few more songs for all of you in a completely different direction. Once again, I'm taking you guys on a journey tonight. We got some old-style country here, beginning off with the man, the myth, the legend, John Denver. Sing it to me, John.
Josie works the counter at the downtown five and dime. Anything at all to help her pass the time. Her mama keeps the baby and grandpa rambles on about the good times playing in his mind. It's a hard life living when you're lonely. It's a long night sleeping alone. It's a hard time waiting for tomorrow. It's a long, long way home. Josie spends the evening with the people on the pages of the paperback she picked up at the store. Well, sometimes it's TV. She'll try to write a letter. Whoa, they don't come too often anymore. It's a hard stare at the gray walls before me. I see her face in stone. I try to imagine our baby. I wish they would let me go home. I wish they would let me go home. I wish they would let me go home. It's a hard.
There's been a load
I dream of the things I'll do with a subway token and a dollar tucked inside my shoe. There'll be a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me like a
starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills. Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chill. In colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night. Flaming flowers that brightly blaze. Swirling clouds in violet haze reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue. Colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night. Portraits hung in empty halls. Frameless heads on nameless walls. With eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never will.
Those were the lyrical musings of Don McLean with Vincent, a song about Vincent van Gogh, or if you're fancy, Vincent van Gogh. But I'm not fancy, so I don't say it like that. Before that was Rhinestone Cowboy by Glen Campbell. Before that was Prisoners by John Denver. All of which have been in my rotation heavily lately. I have one more song, which is the heaviest song in my rotation lately, and I can't pick apart exactly why. I think that I may have heard it once, or I know that I read the Wikipedia page on it. But I don't know if it was before or after I became so heavily invested in this song. But I'll get to that story in a second. Anyways, I just want to thank you all for tuning in so far. We got about 9.5 minutes left now. And as always, it's been a blast playing my music for you on the air. Let me get into this next song. The next song that I have for you is a song by Gordon Lightfoot, a Canadian artist. And the song is called The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And if I'm not wrong, that took place in one of the Great Lakes. It's about a crash. I believe that it was a freighter, and it sank in Lake Superior in the 70s, and a bunch of people died. So the ship was located in deep water on November 14th, 1975, by a U.S. Navy aircraft detecting magnetic anomalies and found soon afterwards to be in two large pieces. So with that, I hope that you enjoy this next song, because I love it. It tells a great and haunting story. So, I've been Colin. I've been your master of sedsimonies. This has been Soapy Serenades on every Sunday at 9 p.m. And I'll be seeing you here next week, next Sunday. Get ready, folks. I'm going to try to pick up the mood next time, because this was absolutely devastating today. So, I promise you next week, we will have a fun, groovy, exciting show. So, the next song that I have for you, like I said, Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Enjoy, folks. I love you. Scrub behind your ears, you filthy animals.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. Ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late, and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. time came, the old cook came on deck saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior scenes in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. Musty old hall in Detroit they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.